Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time out to join us here on PSM. Tonight, our podcast is going to take another look at a man. Again, that's another look at a man. And maybe we can open up your eyes and maybe give you some other perspectives and maybe some things that have happened in your life or in the lives around you may can relate to them. If they're applicable, hey, if something that could help you, apply it. If it's not, hey, let it be, store it. Maybe sometime in life it'll be beneficial for you or someone else. But at this time, when the world is in such confusion, maybe some of the things we talk about here on PSM COR may help you understand the world in a broader view and life from a more positive, valuable perspective, because you are valuable. Thank you again. Without further ado, another look at a man. That stare. This podcast is dedicated to that stare. When I say that stare, right away someone can pick up on what I'm talking about. Because over this time that I've lived, there have been different types of pondering, different types of wonderings and considerations and thoughts. And from the beginning, it was, you know, you think about you as a man. But any man that has walked in the shoes of a man, and we'll explain that as we go in, they know it took a hard fight to get here. They picked up all the cues, all the points, all the examples that they could throughout life. Examples that they thought were positive, examples they thought would last forever. And they applied some of them to their lives on their journey to becoming a man. And trust me, I'm not talking about age. I'm talking about the makeup of a man. And as that man journeys and picking up bits and pieces along the way, that man comes to a point to where he looks at his shoes, and those shoes are shoes of many colors. But as we saw those shoes, at the time, who knows what it looked like, but to Joseph, it was beautiful. Even without understanding, it was beautiful. Haha. But in your life, you've picked up so many different pieces, and then when you looked at the shoes as an adult that you had to walk, those shoes were speckled with so many different colors. And that's just to get there. The makeup of a man was comprised of so many things. So many things that God took time out to put in place so that you could be his grand finale, his masterpiece. Because this masterpiece would be that coat of many colors. This masterpiece would be a compilation of everything. Because it is in everything that God saw beauty. There was no difference in God. Because he said he formed man of the dust of the ground. And we know that the dust of the ground and the earth, it produced everything else that was there. But I want to show you something. Today in science, it teaches that man is mostly water. And the soil was everything. There was moisture in the soil, because it tells us that a mist went up from the earth, so that moisture came up out of the earth. So when God formed man, he was a compilation of everything. He had the ingredients of everything in him. And not until he formed man of the dust of the earth, everything, did he breathe himself into that man. And that man became a living soul. So before we go into what man is, if you look at a day with the Lord as being 1,000 years, then it took 6,000 years to form you. All right? So you must be worth something. Your value is untold. Your value is not measurable, because every piece of this earth where we are, it said he created the heaven and the earth. If we were on the earth, forget the theories out there, but you're on this earth, and everything that this earth is in you. It's in you. But even more so, inside that, God chose to dwell. He chose to dwell in man. And his only request was that you would dwell in him. He says, if you sup with me, I'll sup with you. I'm not talking about the command, but the request now is to sup with me and I sup with you. So every story, no matter what you believe, every occasion, every belief, every disbelief, everything that you could think of, you can't avoid it because it points to you. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, whatever way you look at it. Because without you, life cannot go on. Without you. Oh, but we can do other things and we can... No. You're the one that perfection was put in. You go through so much because you're worth it. You go through so much because your journey to figure out and know who you are continues. Yeah, you may start off and you may call yourself, I've done everything in life. I have everything in life. I could, should, whatever. But your journey still is continuing. Because even today, there is so much about you. There's so much about me that we don't know. That's why understanding is not optional. Every part in every podcast, the differences between us. Another look at forgiveness. The boundaries that they formed or they set. The work must continue. Each one of these are geared to the totality of the whole, but most and foremost is to inspire and encourage the man to recognize that it's not in doctrine, that it's not in publications that they need to be looking to. It's not in political party nor geographical location. They need to be looking within, you see, because a true man looks within and constantly purges and transforms what's in. That the package that a man delivers is the appropriate package. The opinion that a man delivers is a well thoughtful opinion. The ideas that the man come up with are grounded in the basic foundation of the whole, that just as this earth and the resources thereof need to be protected and should have been protected, your resources are to be protected. So you're going to deliver them correctly. You're going to make sure that you've done your best, that the gift that you pass to the next generation as a man is a man's gift, not a boy's gift, not a hypocrite's gift, not a child's gift, but a man's gift. We all have been hurt. We've been ashamed. We've been upset. We've been let down. But that should have taught you something. And if it taught you something negative, that's pride responding. That's pride saying, it's ugly. But if it taught you something that you can build on, that's life responding. That's life saying, okay, this happened. How can we make this or fix this so it doesn't happen again? But here's the catch, man. We're going to fix it. And we're not going to leave our name. We're going to do it for the good of the whole. We want no praise, no pat on the back. We want to make sure those that come after us can see the road, at least the road that we're traveling, and put some of the pieces together that we may have missed. That's why we want to leave correct pieces as a man. But if someone has stopped and gave up on that journey and say it's not worth it, I consider that a delusion, a deception, a lie. I consider that warfare. And you need to man up, and you need to stake your claim, and you need to make a decision. Because you must be displaying something that's worth that battle or that assault. And maybe time will only show.
We want to continue to thank you as we enter into part two of Another Look at a Man. We hope you're finding this podcast as a blessing and hope that you would share it. And most importantly, hope you find some peace and strength for the soul. PSM COR, the continuation of Another Look at a Man.
But as we walk along, some of the hurt, some of the pain, we leave it there. Because at the finish line, you want to see that same brother, that same sister make it in. You don't want to get there and say, man, I'm glad they didn't make it. You're standing there hoping that they picked up on some of the clues or recognized the error of their way, and then they finally made it in. You didn't rejoice that they didn't make it in. Maybe you were even moved that you didn't see them soon enough, that your heart was touched enough to even offer a prayer. There are some things that maybe we look back at and we say, man, I could have did it different. That's one of the things maybe we can fix. If there's somebody along that way, as a man, you may can just turn around and say, you know, here, you know, make it right. You know, make it right. And the reason is, I'm a man. That's why I'm making it right. I'm a man. I don't need no justification to make anything right. I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm going to make a man's decision. But the beauty of it all is history tells the real spirit in which you did it in. Heaven will tell you first, but history will tell the rest of the world and everybody else. And that's what you're leaving it for, because you're a man. And if you can give them a better way, it does not have to be hard. You don't have to watch them struggle. You don't have to watch them go through. I believe that that's a fallacy. If you can teach them with understanding versus with law versus with consequence, I believe that they would pick up so much better. It's part of being a man. You want to deliver understanding. Because some of the things that may have taken you 10, 15, maybe 20 years to come to, If you could help them do it in half the time, think of what you saved them. But you taught them, most and importantly, understanding. So you've helped them. Now you two walk together and agree. There is no hierarchy. There is no control. There is no lording over. There is mutual respect with understanding. Now, I'm not talking about it as if everyone is going to get it and everyone is just going to say, hey, it's a good way and everything else. But as an individual, as a man, and when I say man, that's all inclusive. I don't ever want anyone to get it out of their minds or in their hearts that I'm not talking about all inclusive. What everyone else deem it afterward, that's on them. And what God deemed it, we'll talk about as far as my understanding. But when I speak of man, I'm talking of man in totality. And that person or persons know who they are. This is an encouraging to you. That your journeys and your desires don't have to look outward. Your journeys and your desires can look inward at making you whole. It is in there that you can hide and talk. See, that's where your hiding place is at. You understand? You see, it was said when you pray, it said, enter into your closet and the door is shut. In the middle of the desert, I already know that there weren't closets everywhere. Sure, there may have been in some inns and in some of the barns and in the stables. There may have been some closets in there, but there were more people in that case. But I want to ask you something. Would it be easier if the gateway, the doors, the closet, your eyes were closed and you prayed in your hiding place to the one that meets you there? See, in that case, you can pray anywhere. That's the God I serve. Tradition, formulation, control of man made a specific location out of it, a picture out of it, or whatever they decided to do. Let them go for it. Let them go for it. But a mind of understanding knows that a man can run to that hiding place within his or her soul and say, wow. If I can just hide here for a little bit, I can get it together. Sometimes you have to go there, and don't be ashamed to go there. That's your hiding place. In that hiding place, you will find direction. Because in that hiding place, you will find what was stored there as your support system. And that was the one before you, what the man before you handed over. A man's gift to you, and that was the foundation upon which it was built. That I'm worth it. That the struggles that I face are my struggles. And if they're my struggles, I'm going to figure it out. That I don't have to quit in my struggles because others before me may have quit. Because those that have faced such challenges may have given up. But I don't have to. That's that principle foundation that's inside of you. I'm a man. I'm worth it. I can do it. Because at the end of the day, you're doing it to the best of your ability, not the best of mine. You're doing it to the best of your ability. And you're being honest with yourself. And believe it or not, that's where the power is. It's inside of you. The power's in you. It's never been in anyone else. It's always been in you. He gave it to you. He gave you that life. He trusted you with that life. And you will make the right decision. Others may not agree with whatever decision or way it takes you. But if you base it on that principle, I'm worth it because of the whole. I'm a vital part. I'm an essential part to the whole. And what do you want to put into the whole? Do you want to inject poison or pain, or you want to inject love and hope? You're a man. Changing our reality. By His grace, I've been a child. I've been a every step of becoming a man. And I don't know that I could even say that becoming a man has a certain age to it, because it doesn't. But I would say that throughout life, you've grown to each stage. And in each stage, we are commanded, and I'll use this for you, it says, be perfect as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. If you're on the journey, you could not be perfect all at once. So you would have to be perfect in whatever stage of the journey that you are in. So as a child, you should one day be able to put away childish things. As a teenager and adolescent, one day you should be able to put away those things. As a young man, one day you should be able to put away those things. As a grown man, you should one day be able to put away those things. As a husband, you should be able to put away those things. As an elder, one day you should be able to put away those things. And by that time, you're starting all over again. Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So when you look at the whole picture, it's the picture of life. You're a man. You're a man. You're the prize. Your possessions are not the prize. So you got to make sure that you remember that your purpose is to the whole. Your purpose will give someone life one day. And you don't determine where, who, what, when, or how. It's all in our Creator's hand. For it is God that worketh in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Sometimes you just want to do things and you don't know why. Sometimes God is just inspiring you. All right, well, you know, we'll stop it here. It's more about being a man, but, you know, I don't want to go too much into scripture-based until I put a night aside to it, if you're not already there. But for the young guys to understand that they're not here to just run the streets. Somehow the message that was supposed to be delivered to them was missed, or was misinterpreted, or was given to them ahead of their time. And it was a confusing message, and I apologize for that. You know, we were out here trying, but sometimes the enemy gets in and sets that confusion. And it's good to know that, for God is not the author of confusion. So we know where that confusion did not come from. And the confusion is not political. The confusion is not racial. The confusion is intentional, and the confusion is spiritual. Well, that draws this one to a close, and we'll upload a few more. We're getting better with it, our timing and everything else, because we're still learning a brand new podcast. But I really want to tell everyone thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone that's looking to go further. I definitely want to continue to invite you to share your experiences, some of your ideas. Maybe, you know, get something off of your chest. Maybe it's a topic that we can talk about. Don't be shy. This is a place where understanding is not optional, and we never judge the journey. Thank you again. Until next time, God bless you.